serving the internet.
How to inject humor in your messaging. Advertising under New York City just got easier. Columbia Sportswear defines the GOAT. And Meta is slipping more ads into Instagram. It's Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Let's nerd out. The Ad Nerds Podcast delivers ad industry news weekdays. We're the go-to source for people who spend money on advertising, covering big brands, small businesses, and the latest marketing trends. It's me, Spanky Moskowitz, the show's host and a nearly 40-year vet of the ad industry. I've created ads for Budweiser, M&M's, Frito-Lay, the NFL, and NBA. I've created over 100,000 ads, generating hundreds of billions in client revenue. If you're in or interested in the world of advertising and want to stay up to date with the latest news, the Ad Nerds Podcast is the perfect place to start.
Ad Nerds Podcast.
We all enjoy a good laugh, right? Well, laughter, we know it does wonders for us. And lately for me, it's been the thing that's kept me sane. All sorts of benefits. Improved oxygen, circulation, stress relief, endorphins, the whole nine, right? And the great thing is that laughter is contagious. It can spread like wildfire, especially online. But let's not kid ourselves. We know that creating humor isn't a walk in the park. It's difficult. It's complex. And it depends a lot on the individual taste of the consumer seeing the humor. So the challenge is making funny content that speaks to a broad audience, right? Without losing sight of your campaign message. So here is exactly how to do it. First, you got to know this. You cannot force humor. It's like trying to squeeze water from a stone. The trick is to find natural, relatable ways to sneak in funny anecdotes or stories into your content. Real world inspirations, that's the key. And they might not leave your audience like rolling on the floor laughing, but they can add a touch of humanity and a touch of emotion to your brand and build deeper connections with your audience. But there's a word of caution for this, okay? You gotta stay clear of offensive humor. I was a victim of this myself. I did it to myself several years ago with an ad, not thinking about the ramifications of who was gonna see the ad, and it offended some people. My goal wasn't to offend. I got over it, but you've got to make sure that you're grabbing people's attention, but not infuriating them and not causing a social outburst that's going to distract and detract from your messaging. Okay, so it might grab someone's attention short-lived, but it could also tarnish your reputation as a business. So remember, you know, the internet might be busy debating your controversial humor, but at the same time, your brand message is getting lost in the mix, okay? Also, try to spread positivity through your humor. That's what we aim to do in our advertising, right? I want people to smile. I want them to laugh. It can do wonders in creating a memorable impression of your brand, even when things aren't going our way, right? As a brand, you can pepper in humor in various ways, with like amusing messages, cute product names, or personalized gifts, right? There's lots of different ways to do it. Remember, when you make advertising and messaging that's funny, pepper in humor like it's seasoning in small doses, right? You want to tailor your jokes to your audience and get them sharing it with their friends and family. So you've got to make sure you're always looking at the fine line of offensive or shareable, right? Because you don't want people to not share. And that's how you boost your engagement and visibility. When it's done right, humor is an incredibly powerful tool. Like, I know this because I've been doing it for so long. And it's very effective at creating a huge brand presence and awareness for your business. Just keep it natural, keep it light, and keep it positive, and you're good to go.
Podcast.
The New York City subway system, a hallowed proving ground for many budding brands, has stepped up its advertising game. For decades, the underground metal snakes and their stations have served as the launch pad for lots of up-and-coming businesses like Casper and Hims. But until recently, the ad buying process was surprisingly very old school. It was all manual and direct insertion orders. But things are changing, and Outfront Media, the firm that handles the MTA's advertising, started selling some ad spaces programmatically as of last December. Here's the kicker. The MTA is not into real-time bidding or identity-based targeting. Rather, advertisers can bid based on variables like the time of day, day of the week, or a subway location. So let's take a moment to appreciate why this is a big deal. Transit advertising, as a whole, it's got a knack for reaching consumers multiple times a day in their daily journey. They are a captive audience. Now, pair that with programmatic advertising, which brings in flexibility, speed, audience targeting, and really the reporting you can't get specific on, right? There's always different people, but you've got a real potent mix of individuals seeing that message at the specific times and in the specific locations that you want them to see it at. And even though most campaigns, by the way, are still direct buys, programmatic is slowly gaining ground underground in New York City. The MTA and Outfront's big dream to pull in new brands who might not have considered the MTA as an ad platform, it's starting to work. The results are already showing that 78% of brands who bought ads programmatically are new to the Metropolitan Transit Authority. But there's a flip side to it too. And this is the thing I talk about often. For the benefits of programmatic buying and the benefits they bring, there's a catch. Sometimes there's nothing that beats good old-fashioned direct buy, particularly for a big takeover campaign. That's when a business takes over like an entire subway car or a station. Literally every outdoor space is that brand message. You will not see another message in that subway or in that subway station. Programmatic is great for fractional buying, but when you want to create a powerful, tangible presence, you're better off going direct. And so while programmatic is a slick addition to the ad mix in the MTA's world, it's not going to completely replace direct buys. It's all about finding the right balance. And I do say this, and I say it a lot. In fact, I have a special guest coming next Monday, and we're going to talk about this very thing, programmatic ads. And while I don't like them, there is a time and a place for them for some businesses. I don't subscribe to that, but there are. Coming up, don't claim to be the GOAT, unless, of course, you are the GOAT. I'll explain in a moment.
The most nerdy. It's time for an ad nerds podcast.
Are you great at running your business? Well, how about marketing it? If you're like most small business owners, you're great at the thing your business does, but not so great at marketing it. That's where Ad Zombies comes in. We help your business sell more. If you need attention-grabbing, mind-blowing, ridiculously creative advertising for your small business, and you do, Ad Zombies is your creative business partner. Ad Zombies writes ads, emails, web copy, sales pages, jingles, TV, outdoor. Our advertising makes your business pop. Go to adzombies.com today. Ad Zombies, ridiculously creative advertising. In the aftermath of a world reshaped by the pandemic, outdoor industry giant Columbia Sportswear is undergoing its own transformative journey, all while staying firmly planted in its robust heritage. The brand, helmed by CEO Tim Boyle, has seen a shift in consumer behavior, with nearly half of U.S. adults now participating in outdoor activity, and a surge of 20% who have discovered the allure of nature since the pandemic began. In response to this change, Columbia has appointed Pri Shumate, formerly of Nike and Airbnb's marketing teams respectively, as the CMO to help navigate these new market opportunities. She brings an understanding that newcomers to outdoor activities are really not accustomed to the varied terrain conditions and need the right gear to enhance their experiences and not kill themselves ultimately, right? Enter the Facet 75, a product of Shumate's tenure and an example of the brand's adaptive approach. Instead of boasting about the shoe's technicalities, Columbia and creative agency In Good Taste chose to emphasize one key feature, traction. The ad campaign celebrating the steadfast nature of a goat, aimed at keeping the message simple and relatable.
Goats don't care about being the goat. They just care about being a goat, doing goat things deftly, confidently, goatly. Because they have an innate drive, and more importantly, the right tools to go wherever they will. And if you've got that same will, we've got the way. Introducing the Hypergrippy All-Terrain Facet 75 Mid. Be the goat.
This approach, Shoemate believes, put the brand more in touch with its consumers and their product usage needs. Rather than being the greatest of all time, goat, Columbia aspires to be a goat, one that stubbornly holds its ground, serving its customers without losing sight of its essence. Looking ahead, Columbia aims to expand its consumer base with inclusivity in mind. The Outdoor Industry Association stats, by the way, suggest that current trends, if they continue, that by 2060, outdoor recreation participants will fall to less than 40% of the overall U.S. population. This projection, if it comes true, would have significant impact on outdoor brands like Columbia. And so to combat this, Columbia has been shifting its marketing strategy to connect with a broader spectrum of potential customers. By the way, the brand's diversified efforts do appear to be paying off. They had an 11% increase in net sales from 2021, as well as an 8% jump in Q1 of 2023 compared to the same period in 2022. In the end, Columbia's goal is to remain the gateway brand for many people's first outdoor experience. You know, at the start of the show, I talked about humor in advertising. As a small business owner, you need to save this episode for future reference because this story, it's a perfect example of humor being integrated into an ad, and Columbia ties their brand in beautifully. Well, Instagram, if you don't see enough ads on the Meta platforms, you're going to about to see more. Instagram is now incorporating ads within its search results, enhancing visibility for sponsored posts tied to user intent-based searches like skincare, toys, or apparel. This move is a part of Meta's larger strategy to increase ad presence on Instagram, especially after the parent company's revenue experienced a dip for the first time the previous year. Earlier in March, Meta introduced Reminder Ads, a feature that allows advertisers to alert Instagram users about upcoming events. Additionally, Instagram Reels and the Explore tab were also recipients of increased ad placements over the past year. This tactic is very similar to what streaming services are doing for a revenue boost. Meta's ad intensification program seems to be working. So far, they've had a 3% year-over-year increase in Q1 revenue this year, okay? My question is this sustainable? And I don't think it is. While I'm a huge fan of great advertising, excessive ads can really deteriorate the user experience, potentially pushing users away from the platform, which is not what they want to do. And the truth is, most of the ads you see, well, they're just not that great.
The most nerdy. It's time for an ad nerds podcast.
I have been in the ad game for almost 40 years, but I'm a small business owner just like you. Getting great creative at an affordable price is a challenge. Correction, it was a challenge. It's time to tap into the brain power of ad zombies. We're your creative business partner, crafting attention-grabbing, mind-blowing, ridiculously creative advertising campaigns, outdoor, video, and jingles. Yes, we can literally make your brand sing. Ad agencies around the world use us, and you can too. So if you're ready for advertising that truly makes an impact, go to adzombies.com today. Ad Zombies, ridiculously creative advertising.
Ad Nerds Podcast. Ad Nerds Podcast.
I want to end today's podcast with a personal note and a note of thanks and lots of gratitude. Sometime last week, I shared some very personal news on the podcast, and that is about, in fact, exactly 2 weeks ago today, I received a diagnosis of colorectal cancer. And since sharing that on the podcast and on Facebook and on Instagram and TikTok, the outpouring of support and love and compassion and positive notes has been, it's been overwhelming and fantastically so. So I wanted to take a moment to kind of share what is going on and what is going to be happening over the next few months since my diagnosis. There may be times over the next several weeks and months where I don't do an episode for a few days at a time. And I know in July, it's probably going to be a few weeks. And I am currently scheduled to have surgery on July 11th and plan to be in the hospital somewhere in the neighborhood of a week. And once I'm home from the hospital, as soon as I'm feeling up to it, I plan on resuming duties, doing my podcast on a weekly, daily basis as I can. So bear with me, obviously. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the outpouring of just incredible messages and the compassion my audience shares is just like I can't even, there aren't no words to say thank you. There really aren't. So I will keep you apprised of what's going on health-wise. I appreciate you taking the time to message me directly. And I have answered and will answer every single one of those messages. That I promise you. Hey, if you like the Ad Nerds podcast, please do me a favor. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Give it a 5-star rating and a great review. I would sure appreciate that. Well, that's the Ad Nerds podcast for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Spanky out. Thanks for listening.